How should we be able to forget those ancient myths that are at the beginning of all peoples? The myths about dragons that at the last moment turn into princesses. Perhaps all the dragons of our lives are princesses, or only waiting to see us, once beautiful and brave. Perhaps everything terrible is, in its deepest being, something helpless that wants help from us.
This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast titled We Are the Borg. And I realized this today because of something that happened at work. I was sitting there at my desk in my little office just typing away on my computer, happily turning a mountain of paperwork into yesterday's memory, you know, and going along, and all of a sudden my computer stopped working. Just went down. Lost connection. And I didn't know what to do. I looked at it and, you know, sat there and looked around and looked at the walls a minute, looked back at the computer and punched some keys, and all I'm getting these little error messages across the bottom. And it just, I was baffled. And the next moment, the guy in the next office over sticks his head in my office and says, "Is your computer working?" I don't even know. And he took off down the hall. "You know, is your computer working?" "No." "Is your computer working?" "No." And it was odd. And I sat there, so after a moment or two, I got up and I walked over and walked out my door, and there were people gathering in the hallway. And I was wondering, who the hell are these people? I mean, I know them all, okay? But I communicate with them through emails, instant messages. We sit in meetings together. I listen to them. They listen to me. But I don't know them. I mean, it's not like we have conversations, you know? I have no idea who their children are. And after a slight panic attack, I went back and I sat down on my desk, looked at my cute computer again and rebooted. As it started to come up, you know, I started getting something called a WinSock error. It was freaking me out. You know, I was afraid I was going to have to go start talking to these people. And I go over and I look out, and they're still all out there in the hallway. And I step back in my office, and that's when it dawned on me that they are the Borg, and that I was one of them. For those of you who don't know who the Borg are, they are off Star Wars, Star Trek, Next Generation. They're a race of people that are a collective, a hive. They communicate with each other through their electronics. They are all electronically connected. And when you cut one loose, it's you know, stranded, baffled. It doesn't know what to do because it's no longer a part of the hive. And when you cut off my computer today, I realized I was no longer a part of the hive. I suddenly become an individual. And I wasn't sure what to do. And the way they were milling around in the hallway, you know, and looking at one another, they didn't know what to do either. And I knew then, we had become the Borg. We are so dependent upon our technology that once that technology is suddenly taken away, we're at a loss. We don't know how to function. You know, we suddenly become individuals again. And with individuals, we have to interact as individuals, or, you know, do what I did, close my office door. But it's true. If you look at it, everybody has already been chipped. I mean, if they wear a cell phone, they can be tracked. Their conversations can be recorded. Every conversation you have on the telephone or on the internet, I mean, it runs through that damn Echelon program anyway. It's, you may as well already be chipped. I couldn't survive without my car. I mean, we are totally dependent upon our technology. I am a single guy who lives alone, and if my microwave broke down, I would starve to death. I couldn't go out and grow potatoes. You know, I thought they grew on trees, don't they? No. Potatoes are tubers. They grow underground. But that's beside the point. Even if I could grow out and grow the stuff, I don't have any room because I live in the city. You know, what am I going to do? Jack up the parking lot? Put in plants? We are the Borg, my friends. We have become the Borg. We are dependent upon our technology for our survival. And when that technology is taken away, and we are once again left to our individualism, we don't know how to survive or how to carry on, at least to a large degree, as we did before this technology came along. And it's growing worse. The more technologically dependent we become, the greater the distress we're going to face when that technology is suddenly taken away. I mean, I couldn't imagine losing my computer. It happened to me today at work. Darn thing was out for an hour and a half. Scared the hell out of me. But we, I was praying, God, don't let it be the whole internet. Don't let the whole internet have crashed. Please, God. You know, let me go home and be able to get on ATS. And I thank God if that wasn't the case. Thank God. But slowly but surely, we are becoming, or we have become, the Borg. And that is my thoughts on this situation. If you have anything you would like to add, I would love to hear it. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi out.